listen, man, I'm just here to entertain, make me some money, and make sure everybody knows that God is real and take care of you and yours so you ain't got to be debating with people like her. Because I don't see, unless you're going to run around and be the next, unless you're going to be the next, I don't want to hear nothing about your mouth about politics. Because ain't you got.
Here we go.
Talking about women's rights.
I can't wait.
Oh my God.
I can't wait.
Hit the gavel.
He might not be on all the way
with because I'm not. Look, look, wait, time out.
No,
let's hear it quick.
He wants to bring me.
The gavel can't hit.
You stand it. Just move on.
He's talking.
I'm ready.
Everybody, we're
going to
get 10 seconds.
Please.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to That's Debatable, powered by Lucky Energy. I'm your host, Scanza Yvette Esquire, and joining me today is the culture referee, Ray Daniels. What was? They picking it up today. And we have two guest debaters. I think we are in for a treat, y'all. First guest debater is podcaster Mindy.
Court pumps.
Let's go. And joining us, our second guest debater is Chaotic.
Real fire. I did it.
Did you say your last name was S. McGuire?
No. Esquire.
Oh, okay.
She's a lawyer.
ESQ means I'm a lawyer. It's the title.
Wait, so that's not your last name?
Scanty Yvette is first and middle. Esquire is just my title.
It's like saying Dr. Cosby.
Yeah, but we put it on the
She's a lawyer.
Oh, so lawyers call themselves Esquire.
Yeah.
Girl, that's crazy because whores call themselves escorts.
Oh my God. Hit the gavel.
I'm sorry.
First of all, to our viewers, we appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to our show. As always, please like, share, and subscribe. Also, shout out to our sponsor, Lucky Energy. Hello. Thank you for giving us the freedom to fly. Lucky Energy is packed with just five super ingredients, and 200 milligrams of caffeine to keep you going all day. We thank you for sponsoring the show.
Let's go.
Now, we got a couple of rules. You need to listen. Because I know you got, you're going to be the one to break them. This is really for you.
Okay.
Rule number one.
Okay. All right, I'm quiet.
Don't talk over each other. And that's going to be hard for you, I already know.
No, that's not.
That's going to be hard.
It might be hard.
We got to let each other talk because we want to hear what you have to say. It's a debate show. However, we got to be respectful of the other debaters.
Yes.
So let's not talk over each other. That's rule number one. Rule number two is respect my gavel. Okay?
When I hit it, you got to be quiet.
If I got to change the subject, I might hit it because of that. I might hear do it because I hear some BS. Mm. I might call you out on that, or you might be breaking rule number one, or you may be going on too long on a tangent, and I gotta reel you back in because we can't be here all day.
Let's go, ESQ.
So,
what if I want you to hit me with the gavel?
That's another show. Okay.
Out of order, anyway. Can you agree to that?
Yes.
I'm sure. Yes.
You agree to that?
Yeah.
All right, let's debate, y'all.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start with my opening statements. It's just kind of like a run-of-the-mill. What's going on this week? Young Thug was released. He took a 15-year plea or a 15-year probation. He's banned from the city of Atlanta for 10 years. He can't talk to any of his co-defendants besides Gunna. And it was one other person.
That's his brother.
Yeah, and Unfunk.
Unfunk,
yeah. And He has to do 4 benefit concerts a year, and he cannot speak on drugs, violence,
or
gang-related activities. So what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I'm excited.
On the plea.
I'm excited he's out. I think it's going to be very difficult. Like, he can't violate probation, otherwise he has to serve 20 years.
I'm 20 years commuted.
It's 15 yeah. years of probation.
Yeah, 20 years 20 commuted.
Years violates. Mm-hmm. It's also interesting because, if I'm not mistaken, they love him to death, but believe Tip is a
felon.
Convicted felon.
Yeah, you can't be around.
They were already yeah. online.
And that's why I said it's going
to
be a long probation.
And they're supposed to be doing music mm-hmm. together as right. well. So I'm confused with what other stipulations are who he's allowed to be around. Because mm-hmm. if that is something that can violate your probation, baby, that was day one.
Yeah, that was day one, yeah.
No, I don't think that
Tip,
he...
Although we know for sure if Tip's a felon or did Tip plead out.
If you plea out, you become a convicted felon.
But I don't.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't think that he can't be around convicted felons
because that's
impossible. No, that's not. I done been on probation for like 3 years.
Right. So that's.
I don't think you could be around weapons and guns.
Well, that's the conversation.
You know what really happens?
Yeah.
What really happens is they say that.
They say that. Yeah.
And they know you can do it, but they say that just in case you do it with someone they don't approve of.
Yeah.
Right.
So like we like Tip. Tip is a good family man, taking yeah. his kids, we like that. Is if they see you with someone else,
yeah.
talking gang lingo or whatever, where they like, let's look into this shit. It's the messaging you sending them. Tip is up, this is the second yeah. time we've seen him, both was with Tip. First time
yeah.
we
met.
By the way, the first time we saw Thug was when Tip had him FaceTiming with random
FaceTiming.
Kids.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, okay, that might be a convicted felon, but I'm not mad at that.
But we approve. He's
but if, not, but if it's selective outrage, if you will, that they can just use when they want to.
Yeah.
But it's still like, you know, like I ain't gonna lie, get out. But it's like, nigga.
Yeah. 15 years is a long time.
But at what cost? You know.
Yeah.
But a lot of those probations too be coming with early termination. So I think probably after a couple years of him doing the concerts and like paying his dues to the. To them, they'll do early termination because I had 5 years probation one time, right? And they told me I had 5 years probation, early termination after I paid $36,000.
Well, yeah,
I paid the $36,000 the same day, and I got off probation the next day. So I was only on probation for one day.
That's a probation where they give you a time period to play. So they might say, we're going to put you on 3-year probation because you owe $7,000.
Right.
And you get to pay $300 a month for the next however years.
Yeah.
But you had it. So they're like, okay, thank you. But that might be different than probation from jail. That's all I'm saying.
No, definitely.
A state recall.
But I think, that with him, after he I just had to pay money. But I feel like after he do certain things.
Certain
stuff.
Yeah.
The state is embarrassed. And
he go,
for sure.
My thing is based on how much he embarrassed the state in this RICO case, either they're going after another fish to fry, so I think mm-hmm. rappers here need to be very careful, mm-hmm. or, and we see what's happening with Dirk, yeah. or they use him as the example, like, we're going to get you another way.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's
I thank yeah. God he's free.
By the way, they also did it in a way where you can't blame them anymore.
Yep.
We let them out. But we just talked some strict. By the way, if he is who he say he is, then none of these issues would be a problem except for the Atlanta part. But we're protecting you from Atlanta because you got to look at it. There's 300 people on the
yep.
case.
Mm-hmm.
We want to just get you away from that. So it's interesting how it plays out. I'm just.
But
glad
also
that
for the benefit concerts to have to be in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, yeah.
But listen, they're going to make you work. By the way,
because they want that money to come back to Atlanta.
By the way, here's the easiest argument. You can sit me in jail and I can go away, or I could come work for you. And get your message out.
That's a way to look at it.
And that's how they got T out of jail.
Yeah. Yep.
He can neither be in jail while everybody trying to say, see, this is what people don't understand about Atlanta. If New York, other places might be different, but in Atlanta, it's reason here. We understand it. So when Tip got in trouble and they literally said, this guy can be in jail doing nothing, or he can be out of jail telling kids to do the right thing.
Right.
How do you want to be a tool or do you want to just go die? And
right.
They both, you know what? That makes sense. They give you a strong probation, strict as fuck, but you home. But nigga, don't fuck that up.
Yeah.
At all.
No, you can't. You gotta put the top. You ain't gonna come camera.
I think
it's all good. Thank
God for young thug being home. Wifey and Lucci on his way home
too. Yeah,
Lucci
on his way home too.
He'll be home in
by
January.
By the way, when everybody get home, do right. Take care of your family. To me, I feel like black men have a loyalty to the streets over their last name, and I would just say always be loyal to your last name because if you do have friends in the streets. If they a real friend, they're going to tell you to be true to your last name. I'm always tell you honor your family before I tell you to do my rules if it goes against what you've been taught. So that's all I was saying.
And if you fuck up and get back in jail, ain't no free nobody.
Thank you.
That was some good advice. For real.
That's a perfect transition.
Hey, Gavin, we ain't in the gap. We wait. Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, nephew.
Okay. So this was a little disturbing for me. DJ Envy was in the news because for Halloween, they thought it was proper to put to reenact the Crush on You video with his young daughter pictured in a swimsuit and fur. His wife was right there. Mm-hmm. She could have been Little Kim, but I want to know your thoughts. I want to hear from the man first because you have a daughter, and I just know you wouldn't put her in that situation ever.
Hell no.
So what are your thoughts on that?
I would just say this. I'm going to blame it on female rap.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Can I tell you why? Before y'all jump on my, before y'all scream on me, let me tell you why.
Yikes.
Women showing their body is so normal now. So normal. So normal. Like Mandy and Stanza, hit me out, you two. Kayak, you can probably relate to this.
Blame it on that, the mama.
No, hit me out. Hit me out real quick. The reason I say I think, hit me out, I'm going to tell you why I say it's blame female rap. Because these, like, nigga, Megan Thee Stallion came to a Kamala event in shorts with her ass out, twerking. And it was like, what's that? But it's like, it's normal now. Ass is out, twerking. So what I'm saying is that now that it's so when we see a little girl do it, because let's be clear, she dressed like a female rapper. Did she not? Okay, cool. If I dress like Jay-Z, are you going to be scared of me? If I dress like Lil Baby, you going to be scared of me? It's nothing because I can dress like them. Female rappers
truth
dress
be
like
told, truth be told.
That's all I'm saying.
Truth be
go
told.
Ahead. I'm done.
Wait, no, but truth be told.
Keep me alive, Mandy.
No, I'm going to show you something. Truth be told, she didn't technically dress like a female rapper because you got female rappers like Lauryn Hill. You got female rappers like Queen Latifah, MC Light, and different female rappers that don't dress that way.
And none of them dropped the album in the 2000s. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
I'm just talking about two.
Lady London.
But she didn't.
Hello, Lady London. Rap City. Lady London.
It's a crush. The Crush on You video reenactment. So
No, but it's not about
like
that.
Lil Kim.
But he tried to make it like
Lil Kim with a body out like this.
No. But he's blaming. He's saying like female rappers dress like
no,
that.
I'm saying.
And I'm saying not all female rappers dress like that.
What I said was that when Lil Kim did it, it was very taboo back then. Uh-huh. What I'm saying is now, everyone like dog. Women are coming. Hear me out. Have anybody? I've been to the club. What a woman had on fishnet, the thong,
we
and no bra.
Talking about a
I'm just saying, it is normal now for women
child.
To be dressed sexually.
So I want to.
And her dad approved it, posted it on his Instagram.
Not even that. Let's be very clear. Year. The fact that you brought up Meg Thee Stallion, who is 29 years old, the fact that you keep talking about how women are dressed, this is a child. We aren't talking about how women are her dressed.
Exactly.
The fact that you brought up Meg Thee Stallion at the DNC.
A grown woman.
Mind you, hold on. Not only a grown woman, the DNC, which was catered to the adults that actually can vote. And you have to be 18 or older to even vote. That whole event that took place was not for children. The fact that what I see is that DJ Envy literally fed his child to all the fucking pedophiles that are on the goddamn internet. And it's like, here you go. Here's my child. Made her look and dress like a grown woman. Which
wife.
I think... No. Let's be very clear.
See, I ain't saying that. I'm writing the question down.
Yeah. I'm blaming both parents here.
Absolutely.
I'm blaming both parents. But DJ Envy has the larger platform and is the man that chose to post his daughter on his own platform.
And I want
to
jump in here. Even jump after in. The backlash, he left the video.
He left it up.
So, yeah.
Can somebody
he
left show me the video? I've never seen it.
Don't do that. It's child pornography at this point.
No,
I wouldn't even want to
like that. I'm just saying that it had to be bad. Let me tell you, it had to be bad. Because I saw it everywhere, but I never saw the video.
No, but let
me
show you something.
Posted it. Spiritual World posted it, but no.
You know why?
Showed.
Because they were.
It
they didn't. They didn't
it
want to. Not only that. Yeah, it literally could be presumed as child pornography.
Really?
Like you had a little girl. Like
she jumped.
Not just that. She's. You know what? To top it off.
No
she sung every lyric word for word.
Yeah.
How was that verse?
The only one thing I want to do was freak you.
Bro.
That,
yeah.
No way.
Yes.
I set the bar all see-through.
Yeah.
She ain't say that.
Yes.
Little girl.
She didn't even. I want to say that's the other thing. I want to say. That's another thing. She didn't even turn it into a kids bop version.
No.
She made that shit grow.
She don't have any.
But you know what?
Absolutely inappropriate.
I think maybe. I think now y'all. I'm finna go on my brain. Maybe I think that was.
We hope that you do that.
Come out with something.
Maybe I think that was higher source.
Oh my God.
Who told him to do that?
Watch it before you sit up here and defend shit.
Now that you've seen it, has your thoughts changed?
That's the parent. Can I be honest with you?
Yes. We want you to.
Here's my thoughts.
Okay.
Because just before y'all go crazy, let me just hear me. I'm not saying that. Hear me out. If I'm DJ, Envy's a Virgo like me.
Oh God. Stars and moons.
Can y'all finish what I'm saying?
Okay.
As a man, sometimes, like even with my daughter, sometimes there are moments where her mom is like, this is what we're doing. And when it comes to my daughter, I always back her because she's a woman and she knows best what a young woman should be able to do over me. So I'm saying to you, like, it is the parents' fault. But I do believe that, my question to y'all is very simple. Do you believe that DJ Envy, when he posted it, he thought it was going to get that reaction?
Of course.
No, he
was putting it out there.
I don't think he did.
Soliciting his daughter.
You can't. That's so dangerous to say that you think that's what he's doing. And that's what I'm trying to say. Do you think he did it on purpose? Because I'm saying to you.
Okay,
now, hear me out. Let me tell you why. Because if he did it on purpose versus he made a bad decision, there's two ways to look at that.
He make a lot of bad decisions. Because, baby, I know he knew what Caesar was doing. And he gonna act like he ain't know.
What season?
We can't sit here and just lean into DJ Envy with the whole real estate fraud scam shit. Like, he make a lot of bad decisions at this point.
He does. By the way, that's no excuse to that. Ain't no excuse to the daughter thing either. But only thing, I'm just saying to you that I'm saying that when people make a mistake,
they made a mistake
and he stayed in it.
He left it up.
He left it.
I can't back
it. You know what I think? Days afterwards.
You know what I think?
I'm out. I'm back. I hit the gavel. Ray said he lost the argument.
All right.
Yeah.
I saw the video and I heard what you said.
Yeah.
Y'all are right.
You know what?
Y'all are right.
He should be arrested. Him and his wife and DCF should take their children.
Life is crazy and bad things happen. And I'm sure a lot of our viewers can relate to having some, you know, crazy moments happen right now. Ray, what's something that you do to keep going?
What I like to do to keep going is I drink my lucky energy drink to give me some energy because I know I have the winner in me. I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like today I came in really tired and I taste that luck. That lucky energy it hits me.
Took you there.
It takes you. It makes you want to run and scream and yell. And by the way, it's all natural. That's what makes it dope. So I do that when I'm trying to pick myself up.
Absolutely. And it's crazy that you mentioned Lucky Energy because the founder himself has walked through so many different things. He was in a plane crash where 136 people died and he survived. He's raising he's definitely lucky. And his father passed away in that plane crash as well. He's also raising a daughter that has special needs. And so part of the branding of the company is that they want to show that life continues to move forward and you can still move on despite all of the bad things that have happened to you. Lucky Energy has been a part of different videos, Friday's Baddest in the Room, Sukiana's Workout, and they've given away about $20,000 in flight credits. Yeah, we need flights.
Yes. Sponsoring the show.
Fly us out.
We'll film an episode in first class, me and Stanswood. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. So I think it's just, you know, great to highlight what the founder has done and continues to do for the people, and not even the people that support his brand, but those who don't as well. So if you want to check out Lucky Energy, be sure to check them out on Amazon. We're going to provide the link in the comment section below, and you're going to get $12 off. So, yeah, shout out to Lucky Energy. Thank you for giving us the freedom to fly.
Thanks for making us feel lucky. I'm sorry. Now let's go to the next subject. I love this dude. This dude is crazy.
Last from my opening statements, Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States.
This is not an opening statement. This is a subject.
No,
this is part of opening.
Okay, I'm sorry, because I got a question.
Hello, you say who? Donald? What's up, Trump?
Oh, my God.
I'm on the podcast. Your name just came up. All right. Take it easy,
man. I didn't even get to finish the question.
Go to the question.
I got a call from the president. My bad. I got a call from the president.
You got a call from the president?
He was talking money.
Oh, you one of those that $1,200 meant a lot to you?
I'm not.
Okay.
What you talking about?
Okay, that $1,200 really pushed the needle for you, didn't it?
I didn't get $1,200.
Okay.
If I did get $1,200, I got it 1,200 times.
Ha ha! Oh, we got that. Was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one. Go to the next one.
Hit the block. Hit the block on that one.
Hit the block on
that one. Hit the block on that one. Look,
women gonna stick together. Women gonna stick together. Oh, she gonna hold her sister down.
I've been telling you since that what you do not run nothing here. Okay, people tell me what to do. No, I'm just kidding.
Let go.
Okay, Trump is going to be the next president.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the what it's about to feel like in America?
I mean, I'm just scared for women, honestly. And I ain't even scared for you crackers, not the white women. What? I'm scared for the
talk?
I don't listen, because them white women voted for this shit as if we don't all have the same wounds and are fighting for the same rights. So y'all white women, even like I'm side-eyeing the fuck out of you. But more so when y'all Latino families start getting deported, not one tear will be dropped, bitch. Y'all think y'all are as close to white privilege as possible. I am not here for it. I'm here for y'all's families to get deported. Your cousin, your uncle, your mama, your daddy. They could go since y'all want to come out here and vote like y'all white.
Your mama and your cousin too?
All of them. Your grandmammy, your abuela, they could be gone.
So I think a lot of people was voting for her just because they didn't want to vote for Trump. A lot of people didn't know nothing about. They ain't know what stood for. They ain't know what did in the past.
You know what's crazy? Trump had no policy.
Hold on. Can I just say one thing? She had this rule thing at the beginning that you can't cut nobody off, and I was just going, and then you stopped me. So like, can you hit that one time? Thank you.
He's good.
So like I was saying, a lot of people was voting for her and not knowing what it was. They was just voting for her just because they didn't want to vote for Trump. And then a lot of people was voting for Trump, right? Because they didn't know nothing about Trump because they didn't want her in the chair. So I think this election was just about, I don't want this person in the chair. Nobody really know what now one of these people was really going to do. It was just like, I don't like Trump, I'm going to vote for I don't like him, I'm going to vote for Trump. But nobody really know nothing about now one of these people. The only thing I was thinking more of for Trump was because Trump did it before. And when he did it, it wasn't that bad when he was here. I don't get into politics. I don't think at all that it is a woman's place to run this country. Now, ladies,
sorry. No. I'm currently looking. I just found your government name and seeing if you. I'm currently checking. I am currently checking on if you even voted. Because hold on. My point. Oh, I got your whole government right here.
I know.
I just checked and I saw. Therefore, black men like you who are really loud and wrong. Hold on, one moment. You're going to let me finish.
Read.
Because this is the problem. And when we talk about how black men don't like that they're being to blame right now, you are actually the black man that we have a problem with. Because you're sitting up here loud. And when I say wrong, because Trump did not literally run on no policy. Kamala did. And if you want to sit here and bring up the hold on, let me finish. My point, but you said that Kamala had nothing that she was running on.
I didn't say that. You said that.
You absolutely said
that. I said people didn't vote for Kamala because they didn't like Trump. And people voted for Trump because they didn't like Kamala.
And then that's all I said. You literally said that Kamala didn't have any reason why she was running with no policy.
I didn't say that.
Okay, it's okay. It's recorded. Y'all can run it back. Please insert here. Thank you, editor. What you really went up and said what a lot of black men are saying, unfortunately, on the internet, while you're being loud and wrong and unregistered to vote, you are also leading convicted felons can vote, depending on your state, just so you know.
Maybe in my state, they don't let us vote.
It's okay. Well, maybe your social studies teacher didn't let you know that either. There's absolutely ways for
I
you
haven't,
to,
I haven't there's been absolutely in social
ways,
studies.
There's absolutely ways for you to find a way to
okay,
vote.
Okay, come on, keep coming,
as
come
a convicted
on, come
felon.
On. I like
I
this.
Also want to lean into the fact that you should maybe consider maybe just being with men because you just addressed how you hate women. You literally don't want a woman to run. Yeah, that's what you said.
How? I want to hear this.
I don't want a woman as the president.
Because you don't. So can I ask you a follow-up question? Why do you not want a woman specifically as a president, but you are fine with a transphobic, a pedophile, a racist leading this country instead?
I don't know, please answer
why you don't want a woman to run the country.
First of all, what is a transphobic? I don't know what that is.
Let me just get that answer. Why can a woman not run this country?
I'm going to tell you. But what is a transphobic?
Someone who is not supportive or has a phobia against people who are transgender.
Oh, well, I don't know what this man is. I didn't vote for him or her.
My point. My
that
God.
That's what I'm saying.
My point. Hold on, hold on. Really loud.
Hold on, baby. Can I express myself now?
Please, no, answer my
first
question.
First of all,
why do you not think a woman can run
the
country?
Let me answer that first, and then I'm going to say something else.
Go ahead.
The reason that I don't feel like it's fit for a woman to run the country just as well as I feel like it's not fit for a woman to run my house. You understand what I'm saying? I'm the man of the house. I'm the leader of the house. If somebody kick in that door, I'm going to be the one who run down them stairs. When them lights and cables and rents got to be paid, I'm going to cover that. When it comes down to leading my family, my children, putting everybody in their place and making sure stuff like my child ain't running around here singing because I crush a lot in a two-piece at 8 years old, I'm the man for that. So I'm just a man.
Y'all did blame Envy, and y'all gave his wife.
So just me being a man like that, I just feel like, you know what? I look at my house and my home as I look at my country. You understand what I'm saying? Our country, this is our home. So at the end of the day, I just feel like it's more of a man's job than a woman. And it's safe to say that certain jobs are is a man's job and certain jobs are a woman's job. You feel me? I don't want to see no woman out there throwing trash bags off the back of a...
But there are.
I know it is. That's cool, but I just don't... that's not what I see fit for a woman. You understand what I'm saying? And that's just my opinion.
You aware that she's the only one qualified and has actually, like, served in all three branches of the government? Do you know all three branches of the government?
Listen, baby girl. I asked you a question. Do you know all three branches of the government? Y'all cut me off. So let me tell you something about me. First of all, baby girl.
I'm not your baby girl. 30 seconds.
First of all, I'm not a political person. None of that. I'm not here to say, hey, Trump. That's not my thing. I've been in this world all my life, and no matter who the president is, it doesn't change nothing that's going on in my community. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't. Niggas dying in my community every single day, and that has not stopped from the first president I ever seen, from a baby, all the way up until now.
Can I stop?
You understand what I'm saying? And it doesn't change poverty. Because get what? You got billionaires that's worth $200, $300 billion, and that got enough money to give everybody that's in poverty $1 million and still be rich.
It's 46 so, million.
Can I say something? I just want to speak. Chaotic, I got you.
30
more seconds. Hear me out. Since Stanza was in the argument, I'm going to take the place of the separator.
Go ahead.
I want to say this. Hear me out real quick. Mandy, you are wrong. And let me tell you why you are wrong. Hear me out. First of all, what you felt was right. But what happened, what you just did, is why Kamala lost. It's because as soon as someone speaks ignorance, instead of educating him, you isolated him. You called him like, you're this, you're that. I didn't say you are this or that.
First of all, I asked him if he was a registered voter. Yeah. I asked him if he knew the three branches of government.
What's the three branches of government?
Educated.
Judicial, executive, and legislative.
I didn't know that either, so I'm glad you talked about it. So, judicial, executive, and legislative.
I'm an entertainer. I'm not in the field of knowing about the government. Because the government don't be doing nothing for me.
I just would like to say to you, Ray, why you were wrong in your observation of this conversation here.
I don't say he was wrong for what you said. You're accusing me of isolating him when I heard ignorance. As a person that loves you, he is being funny. His rhetoric is, hear me out. If you know Chaotic, his rhetoric is always silly and funny. It's always lighthearted. It's never serious. But it was an opportunity to get serious with him. And instead of taking an opportunity to get serious and educate your brother, you tore your brother down.
So I did not tear him down. I want to let you know that this is not a comedic topic, first off. We have a lot of ways in which to joke.
Shit funny.
Because guess whose rights are affected, right? Secondly, I didn't come after this man. You know Chaotic, I do not. So I asked him real questions regarding the conversation at hand. Are you registered? And do you know the three branches? He did not. So there's no reason why, I'm not going to lie. No.
There's no reason why
you
don't know.
No.
I think this is a perfect way.
No.
Hello. One thing.
No.
I'm not going to talk about that.
No.
I can ask you three questions that you can answer.
Go ahead. Let's go on.
All right.
Let's go on.
Thank you.
What's the next subject?
She like the three branches and she thinks she's somebody.
No, it's okay.
Let's
go. Go to the rules.
You break the rules.
I'm quiet.
All right. I think this conversation is a great way to transition to our first topic, which is what do we think America will look like under Trump's second term?
I want to go first.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go.
Go.
Ray, my only concern is what just happened is not what happens. And I believe that this is how women were treating men. Hear me out real quick. Mandy, not you. This is not how Mandy, I'm saying, by the way, Mandy, as a man, this is how I felt treated. I felt like I can't speak on comedy. I felt like I couldn't ask questions. I felt like I couldn't say, but what about this? Because every time I would say that, the conversation back to me was, they don't do that for Trump. And it's like, well, I kind of do, but I guess you don't mind when I do that for him because you don't like him. But when I do that for who you like, you go off on me. So what I think that the problem is going forward is what I hope it doesn't look like is the argument that was just had. Because bottom line is that if anybody came in here, I know Chaotic is going to be the first one to protect you over anybody that don't look like you. So I know that love is there for both sides. I just think that we got to understand that niggas is ignorant. And I know you're not ignorant, some of us are, but it usually don't bother you because it doesn't affect you. But I know this one does. But just because it bothers you doesn't mean you should attack. It should be a great moment to say, yo, Chaotic, I'm going to educate you on this. And I think it would have got a way better. But to me, what happened in this election was exactly that. A man said something that pissed somebody off and they went off on him. And guess what the next man that has something to do said? He just voted. And then it was a blowout.
She didn't vote because they weren't registered.
Not him, though.
What do you think it's going to look like?
Is I think that it's going to be a few months of this can't rhetoric where black men and women are arguing with each other and I'm hoping that after that we realize we all we got and we come together and we say, how can we work? And the black woman laughed and the black man nodded his head like, yeah, I want the same thing. I just want to make that known. This is why it becomes difficult because I don't like that Trump is the president. I was out there campaigning for Kamala myself, but he's the president now. So at that moment, we can't be angry because guess what? We make fun of him and his people because when he lost on January 6th, they got angry and did something. Mm-hmm. So we got to be better than them, but then we got to not be against each other. That's all I'm saying. But
I want to make it very clear that I'm not speaking to all black men.
You're speaking to him.
Because I know a lot of black men who are in support of Kamala, who are in support of my rights as a woman, Ray, you, a lot of my peers.
I love y'all.
My problem specifically is with the loud black men who are not even registered to vote, campaigning for an orange man.
Did I say I was campaigning for him? I never said I was campaigning for him.
So then I won't say campaigning. I'll say endorsing because what you did do was endorsing.
I never endorsed him.
What you did?
You did endorse. You said I like it. That's endorsing.
I'm sorry. I said the wrong word. You did just endorse him and also spoke as to why you did not endorse Kamala. So let's be very clear.
He did.
All I said was because I'd rather have a man than a woman.
That's your reason. So how he shared his opinion is the black men that I'm speaking to, the Le'Veon Bell, the Waka Flockas, the Little Waynes.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
I
love this though. Say your pick.
I'm
chasing my shit towards you.
Oh, let's be very clear.
I want to hear it.
All y'all was sitting here in support. Y'all. No, when I say y'all, okay. I'm talking about now the entire black community was real upset that Wayne didn't get the opportunity to perform at the Super Bowl. Like, he wasn't standing right next to Trump. Baby, like, just selective ignorance all around, right?
Yep.
So I will say in this next term, I unfortunately see women losing more of their rights, which has already happened in the state of Florida. They have decided to keep their six-week ban on the abortion law, also marijuana. A lot of immigrants will be losing their family members through deportation. The rich will continue to get richer. We are currently in a recession that they have not wanted to address. And all the people poor thinking that motherfucking Trump is about to drop these checks back in y'all accounts, that was during the pandemic.
So,
y'all aren't getting no more money.
So let me ask you this.
It's going to be tough here. And it's crazy because this is not going to be any better than a lot of these third world countries. And there are a lot of countries that are better than where we are today.
Okay, I hear all that. I heard you speak on the immigrants. I heard you speak on the rich. I heard you speak on
women.
Abortions with women, right? But nobody cares or give a damn about us men. You understand what I'm saying? What about the men? See how you can have so much hatred against me? The way you speaking is in the way. Let me say my thing. The way your energy is shifted towards me only because I say, hey, I'd rather the man in the chair than a woman. I'm not here for the man. These are the only two people they gave me. I wish they would have gave me Kanye West. I would have voted for him. But we can be so angry with each other for, oh, you voted for Trump. You voted for this. Why we can't have that same anger for each other when we killing each other, when we degrading each other, when we tearing each other down? Why we can't take that same energy and point it towards the people, which is us, that's killing us? Like, it ain't them that's killing us, it's us that's killing us. It ain't them that's hurting us, it's us that's hurting us. Mm. So, in the words of the late, great Tupac, Donald Trump ain't finna do nothing to us. We gonna continue doing it to us, like we doing right now, my sister.
Kayata, can I ask you a question?
What do you think this is gonna look like? The country gonna look the same damn way. Us killing us, us tearing us down, us taking us out. We ain't gonna have no unity. We ain't coming together. Our women gonna still say, if he ain't got no money, I don't want him. Our men gonna say, if I don't want her, if her ass fat. Our little young children, the 21s and 16s and 15s, still gonna be killing each other with the switches. I'm riding down with the switch. We still gonna be spending all our money on designer to those millionaires. Oh, the Tesla is owned by Elon Musk, who endorsed Trump. How many of you black people got Teslas?
I got a Tesla too.
You know what's crazy?
Hey, I bet you if your best friend pulled up in a Tesla and picked you up, you're gonna take the ride. Let's go.
You wanna know what's
Let's
crazy?
Let's go.
This is so fun.
What was crazy about this?
This is so good, because y'all both good.
Is the one time we saw immunity was during the pandemic, was during Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know one of Trump's policies is immunity for police officers?
Yeah, but that don't mean.
You are gonna let me finish.
Go ahead.
About how we kill ourselves. The one thing that brought black unity within the black community over the last 5 years was officers killing us. It's not just us killing us. Let's be very clear. Breonna Taylor, it took 4 years for that officer to even be tried. He just got convicted this week.
Can I say something? I'm sorry. I just got to say something.
What unity, though? Because I didn't see unity.
Hold on. I want to say this. You are 1,000% right. But he is too. And all I'm saying is this, is that. Hear me out real quick. What he's basically saying, you're backing him right now. Because what he's saying is that.
No, I'm not.
No, hear me out. I'm going to tell you why.
He brought up a completely different topic.
Before you say you're not, but hear me out real quick. Because the only reason why we know Breonna Taylor's name is because the police killed her. How many people get killed by us that we don't know their name because it's normal?
Let me tell you what both of y'all are doing.
You ain't out here advocating for nobody in the black community.
Both of you are moving the goalposts.
Yeah. I did?
Yes.
Tell me how.
Because the conversation is under the Trump administration and under what we know, how the president and everything regarding the government.
For sure.
How
save big on your Thanksgiving feast. all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
But trickles down into our communities and how it impacts us. That was the question. The question was not how we within our own community kill each other. And we don't, hold on, one moment. Right. We deal with colorism, we deal with violence, we deal with socioeconomic issues. We deal with the single parent household and what impacts that has. That is a completely different conversation within our own community and has nothing to do with Trump now being president and all of his policies and how it will impact the country.
Agreed.
We are talking about the black community.
No, I agree.
Which is why I brought up all of the things. I brought up the immigrants. I brought up women's rights.
For sure.
I brought up all the ways in which the Trump administration will have an impact on us. If y'all want to sit here and debate how niggas killing niggas, that's a whole different conversation.
True. That's true.
Because y'all both in your world. One moment, it's not my world. Calm down, because A, you don't know where I grew up, just the same way I don't know you. This isn't a conversation with about how our community mistreats all skin folk, ain't kin folk. Let's be very clear, and we know that. We know we fight colorism. We know that we have the issues between Africans and African Americans, the Caribbean Americans, the diaspora wars. We already know we deal with that. The conversation is about this election and us going into the next 4 years with Trump. Not what we're already dealing with in our own community. Yes, we still are going to have those battles.
And I answered that.
But this is different. No, you did not answer.
You know how I answered it? You know how I answered it?
By moving the goalpost.
No, I answered it by saying, basically, no matter who the president is, president election after president election after president election.
He's speaking moving for the 13% of black. He's not speaking for women. He's not speaking for the immigrants.
What you mean? Hold on, baby girl.
I got it.
Hold on. Now the black community,
hold on.
Hold on,
baby. Hit me out. Yeah, no, I got it. I got you. I got you. Because it's not going to stop until I see the problem here and the disconnect. The reality is that the question was answered. You went to women's rights.
I talked about America.
What I'm saying is wherever you
went. I did too.
Hold on. Hear me out, y'all. Wherever she went, that's where she went. That's what I'm saying. Whether it's immigration, whether it was women's rights, whatever.
It was America. That's the question.
Exactly. But that's your view on America.
That's a small grain of sand of America.
His view on America is only the 13% of African
Americans. I'm trying to get to the point. What I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to see, this is the whole point of the show. I'm trying to help y'all see that y'all are both saying the same thing. Y'all are just speaking from different perspectives. Hear me out. You're speaking from your concern, which is women's rights, immigration, everything else. He's speaking from his concern, which is us killing each other. So what he's saying is the contradiction when we speak about the police, which is brought up, is in the fact that we kill each other. But let's go to the next subject.
Can I say one thing before we go?
You want to finish. Go ahead.
To be honest with you, me nor you ain't here and say what the fuck, because I'm not out here doing no goddamn trying to save the country and doing all that shit. My platform, all I do is entertain people, make people laugh, tell people to be a good person and come close to the God. I'm not out here trying to fucking be a politician and tell people to vote for the president, the 13%, the 14%. I'm just here to entertain, make me some money, and make sure everybody know that God is real and take care of you and yours so you ain't got to be debating with people like her.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. the Culture Referee, and Dope Coffee is changing the way we consume coffee. It's more than just a coffee brand. It combines hip-hop, creativity, and community support, making coffee a part of our culture, our music,
and our arts. With high quality beans, Dope Coffee delivers great taste and cares about the environment. As a black owned business, Dope Coffee is committed to helping communities promote diversity and supporting new businesses. I have an answer. I wanted to do it before we went into topics. Remember yes. I said it? Oh. I got my note written down.
Okay.
I have a brother question for my brother right here.
Boom.
Okay. Ask me now, a brother question.
You are my brother, and yes. I love you to death, and I know your heart.
And I love you too,
now,
brother.
I also have another brother that I love the same way. His name is Scrappy. Now, hear me out. You and Scrappy, to me, were the next kid in play. We love seeing y'all together. We love seeing y'all hang. Y'all were like, bro, y'all did my show. Every time y'all did it, we go viral. Let me ask you this. I don't even want to get into what the issue is, because that's not my business. But my business is seeing brothers get together. Are you in a would you like to squash whatever happened with you and Scrappy?
I don't have no beef.
Okay, so he has one.
So it's not.
Well, let's say he has one. Let's say if he has a beef and you don't. So I'm just speaking, because Scrappy, my brother too, we talk all the time. You have a beef, he has a beef, you don't. Even if it's that, are you still willing to sit in a room with him and squash whatever beef he has with you? Because y'all are magical and y'all are brothers, and we got to set a good example of brothers staying together even when they disagree. And to me, y'all are my brothers and y'all love each other. And by the way, Chaotic, for the record, if you say right now, Ray, I don't want to talk about that, we ain't going to talk about it. Because you're my brother, and I understand it's on camera and everything else. But I had to say this to you on camera because you and Scrappy, last time me and you was together, me, you and Scrappy was sitting right there having the time of our life.
Now
y'all are at odds, and I just want to know, like, if he was open to have a conversation, are you?
It be, you know what it be?
It's really
it
yes or no.
It be a thing sometimes. No, I'm just saying this really quick. The reason why I don't want to, because sometimes people say stuff that they can't come back from.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like.
So has he done that?
Like, she just did it.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, let's not go back there.
You can't say stuff.
Let's stay on Scrappy.
You can't say certain stuff and then expect somebody to just be like, all right, we ain't got no beef. There ain't no smoke.
Yeah.
But if you say certain stuff out your mouth towards me that I know that I should, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't do that, or I didn't try to do that, or I ain't try to take it nowhere, and I just say, you know what? I'm gonna let that slide. Then, at the end of the day, I let that slide, but it ain't no coming back from that. You gotta just stand on
so
that.
So it's respect, but it's no. So you. So it's no.
Ain't
coming
no
back.
Beef. Ain't no. It's all respect. It's hey, man. I can see you out. We ain't gotta be. You know what I'm saying? But when you do certain things, you know what I'm saying? For me, with me, it ain't no coming back.
So
from
let me ask you a question. Just last question. I'm sorry. Understand? You can go on. So Scrappy comes and says, "Yo, bro, I apologize for what I did. Let's go on." Does that change where you stand?
Oh, you apologize, I accept your apology.
Okay, so that's my point then. So the answer is yes.
Your apology, so but going on, like doing
it. You're not gonna go on.
No.
Okay, cool. That's what I'm asking. Okay,
no,
go on.
No,
let's go.
It don't make no sense.
I wish y'all get it together. Y'all my brothers. Let's go to the next one.
So with the recent indictment with Dirk, Young Thug was recently released from jail. It's when he took a plea. Do you all think that rappers are going to be more cautious about what they put in their music? Do you think that these indictments are going to incite some type of censorship in their freedom of speech? Ray.
If they smart, it will. I think that rap is in a very dangerous place. I think that when you get to, here's why I say that, and I don't know why, tell me if y'all agree, but like, it feels like most rappers, street rappers, have to rap about their circumstances to get out of their circumstances. Right? We agree with that. Okay. So what I believe is going to happen is going to be a lot of rappers rapping about their circumstances, and they don't even get a chance to get to the next level because the feds is going to be on their ass. Mm-hmm. Now we have a reason to have hip hop police. It's not even hip hop police no more. It's the hip hop feds at this point.
I have an actual follow-up question that y'all can answer either one of these. But do you think the problem is that they start in a life of crime, they start to make the money, and then they don't remove themselves from that life, and that's why they're... Because I feel like that's
which is the most that's the most dangerous part to rap though.
Exactly.
The most dangerous thing a rapper can do is be out the streets and still rapping about it. That's the most dangerous thing rappers
do. But I'm
saying,
do you think?
I don't know, because that's what rappers do. That's
not
how rappers do it.
I said, but hear me out. I say dangerous. I'm not saying is it gonna work? Is it gonna be successful? I'm speaking about danger. Because if you're putting that's like me having a McDonald's in the hood selling to them, but I don't let my kids eat it. But like, it's like, damn, you don't want your kids to eat it, but you let everybody else eat it?
But that's what the world is best about.
To clarify, what I mean is that Dirk is making millions off of music. However, it's alleged, you know, he sent a bounty
for Quando Rondo, and that's how he's. So he still has a foot in the streets while making all of this money. Is the problem that they're not removed? They're making the money and not separating themselves.
The problem is that they present themselves as gangsters, and in our world, and when you are color and you present yourself as a gangster, we all know that at some point in time you're gonna have to prove that shit.
And that's the problem.
And that's the problem.
That's the
because
problem.
What happens is your man, who everybody knows is your man, slid on somebody, it went left, he got murdered, and the streets is looking at you like he damn near had to do something based on the reputation he built and the music. I'm saying he damn near had to, even if it was music, because if he retaliated music-wise, they're going to say, you still didn't slide on him. So he had to slide, and it had to be a penalty, because it's like somebody taking something of yours. If somebody came in my house and took something of mine, and the world knows it, my house is open food by anybody who feel like taking something of mine. So sometimes you got to back it up, but that's the problem.
Well, I think a big play of this is just consumers. Like for us as consumers, I know, let's keep it to rap before I move into all the other shit. But with rap, like I was into the whole Jacksonville wars between Fulio and Ace, and niggas is out here dying from it, right? Mm-hmm. But then we have people that don't like Moneybagg Yo, because allegedly he's not from the streets. He's not rapping the truth and the shit like that. We saw it happen back with Jeezy back in the day. Like, what bricks you really moving? Like, and we want that from the rappers because we want it to be true. It's the same thing with R&B, right?
Yeah.
We kind of hate when niggas is really happy. We want them to be miserable.
Yeah, we do.
Then it plays into us really looking into the sociopaths. We love those documentaries. We love crime. We love reality TV. Look at Zeus Network right now and Baddies.
Right.
Consumers like this mess.
Violence.
Yep.
They like violence. They like death. They like crime. They like drama. They like niggas going to jail. They love this shit. Look how we were glued to people being in court. Look how we're glued to even housewives. We could take it to white people too. They love the drama with that. That as consumers, that is what we like. We don't like people being happy because misery loves company.
Yep.
And a lot of motherfuckers ain't happy with their own life.
Say that.
So the problem isn't just hip hop, because it's in every element of how we consume entertainment.
Yeah. But the only thing is that Taylor Swift is not, if she raps about breaking a boyfriend's heart, her fan base doesn't say you're going to prove that.
No, they lie that shit.
No, that's
what rap, if you
on
say,
that side of the world. So now, let me come in. On that side of the world, they don't got to deal with that. Like the white folks, they don't got
to
deal
with
that.
They don't have to deal with
what? They don't have to deal with backlash from their music getting put out. I don't know if you're heartbroken or not. They don't have to deal with their other friends trying to expose them, shame them, tear them down when they poke.
They don't really deal with that like we deal with it. They do. Maybe you're not.
Us ain't nobody do it more. Ain't nobody tear down their own people more than we do. That's what I'm saying.
You keep moving it over.
Hold on. Because I just heard everything y'all said, and I was listening to it. And as I'm listening to it, right, I'm saying to myself, I'm not reverting back, but I say, that's why, no, to me, no matter who the president be or no matter what, the country still gonna be fucked up, because people people are still gonna be doing this, and as long as people doing this, it's nothing gonna get better. As long as we still glorifying all of this rap music and living for the rappers really spinning and shit like that, nigga, that's what makes the next generation of rappers want to go spin. Cause it's like he got lit because he shot somebody and made a song about it and blew
jail,
up.
So now I got.
Or he went to jail and blew up. So now they think that these younger kids, they think that that's what it is.
And that's what I'm saying. I think it's a good thing that these indictments is coming down.
Me too.
Because what's happening is it's draining the swamp of negativity. Like this, I know it's
not only the charges, it's the actual deaths. We are losing. We are losing people in hip hop at like a rate.
An alarming rate. To jail.
To jail or death. Or
you know, so crazy. I just thought about something. Yo. That's so crazy, because they always say when you enter in a drug dealer, you know what they always say? It's only two ways out, death or jail.
That's rap now.
The only way out is death and jail. The way they're going, if we keep letting the lyrics be, if you're lucky, but let's be clear, it's been a cutoff time.
No, let's be clear too. Like Warren G walked down, like we're seeing Method Man. We're seeing a lot of that era of rappers age gracefully, mm-hmm. right? Looking good, looking healthy, still doing music. The rappers right now aren't making it past 26.
That's what I'm trying to get you to see. It became a cutoff place.
Yes.
Where we start talking about it. But to me, this is my thing that I want to say. And this is kind of like, we have to start being more accountable for everything. We say, we do, we think, we move, we put in the world. What I'm saying is that our genre, like nobody, like dog, Luther Vandross and Freddie Jackson sung about love with women and everybody thought or felt they were gay, right? But it was okay, you can be that, right? Back in the day. A rapper, when you come out saying shit, you have to be real. And my problem with, we try to pull the wool over the world's eyes by saying, that's just black art. That shit ain't just black art. It's black poison too.
Absolutely.
And it's black poison, and we act like it's not, because, and just because, in our community, we gotta stop this, just because it made money, it's okay. So yeah, you made $1 billion. It's like, dog, like no disrespect to Puff or whatever happened, but Puff made $1 billion being a taker. One of his most famous videos is, I get what I want. We celebrated that. Until we realized what he wanted and what he was getting. And then it becomes like, hold on, but let's be clear. None of us are shocked by it.
Yeah.
Because we've seen him say, I get what I want. And it's like, so for me, it's like, you can't take the money without the groupies. It's just the way the world. You can't take the fat ass and the pretty face without men gawking on you. It's just, you want it, you know what comes with it. Hip hop, you gotta know what comes with it, but I think we have a real opportunity to change it and a real reason to change it because of these indictments.
I agree.
That's what I was saying.
I agree.
Two things can definitely be correct at one, you know, right at one time. But I think with this, to answer the question, I think that rappers should move forward a little cautiously. However, I think the bigger issue here is it's an attack on black art, and it is, and so nah. why let hear me out, and I think it is
that art doesn't change.
Go ahead. I'm sorry,
we're discussing a system that was set up by men, so we're here,
we fucked up,
yeah, so I'll we're here that. Because of men. Let's start there.
That's how you do it. She looked right at me like, wait, come here.
Yeah, so
you right,
this is a system set up by men, created by men, and continually perpetuated by men.
Yep.
So let's start there.
That's right.
However, I don't think that, so there's a rap act that's currently on the floor of the Senate to be approved, because some of this is fictional. So, like you said, mentioning Moneybagg Yo, that people question where he from, and Quavo and them is not really from Atlanta. Yep. And like, you know, all of these things.
And 20 so,
but it's so, exactly so, what I'm saying. Hold on.
We're here for solutions. I got an idea.
I know. I want to hear your solutions after I'm done.
Okay.
But
write it down so I don't forget.
But I'm saying this to say that a lot of this is fictional, and do I think that you should be able to take, because no other area is treated this way. We don't treat movies this way, and it's a censorship of black art and black media, because it, and we don't even have to call it art, but it's just black expression, and it shouldn't be criminalized and weaponized and used against you unless, you know, I do think, like, what is his name? Bobby Shmurda. He did rap, but that's how he got indicted, because he rapped exactly what he did in that song, and it was bar for bar. I did this, I hit this person, I did this person. While I get it, I don't think, because again, if we want to talk about this system of, you know, police and black men being in the system and out of the system and everything else, it has to do with this too, because we don't see country people sing about hitting their wives and beating on their wives, and we don't see that their shit being used against them. So all I'm saying is there is a bigger picture here. We can, two things can be right at once. It can be a black poison, but it can also be an attack on black art and their First Amendment rights to free speech, to say what they want to on a track and be sold. And again, this is coming from their labels too. They don't get to say, like, when NLE Choppa, when NLE Choppa said he was for God and everything else, Warner threw a fucking fit. They didn't know, what? He's not going to rap about gang violence anymore. That's, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
That's
true. This nigga got a family to feed. So what he go back to? What he know? Because that's what brings the money in. So that's all I got to say.
They made him switch.
I wrote something
down.
When
he do that gangster shit.
Wrote something down.
It didn't work, so that's why they left.
No, they made them switch to some other shit.
So hit me out. So here's the biggest issue with hip hop today is it's too much of it. Will we all agree?
Yes.
Right?
Wait, there's too much of hip hop?
Rap. Like.
No, such I think what it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much.
Okay. I won't go there with that argument. Then let me go somewhere else then. What I'm saying to you is this. If you say that it's not true, then you need to say that. Has anybody ever ran up on Denzel and be like, I got to see it with Alonzo from Training Day? No, they see Denzel. He's playing a character. If that's what you're doing, WWE, wrestlers, rappers, then you should say that. But like when Joe, like when Joe Budden dropped
disclaimer?
The show.
We just
Joe,
know that,
Joe, no, we don't. We don't. We don't. That's why Joe Budden and people like us got to say the fact and views on this show has nothing. Am yeah. I not? You
but
have
I'm
to do that.
With Denzel, we don't know that he's not that
we
person.
We do know he's that person, saying. But we right. don't know if this rapper that's rapping about killing his ops is really rapping about killing his
no,
ops.
No, but you know, but yeah, you do know.
This is the only industry you know, we're policing know. That way. That's, you're, no, making no, no, no. you're making my point.
You're making our point. Our point is
because
that.
We don't police correct. Movies like that.
We don't have to. George Clooney is not the guy.
No, we don't have to.
We don't have to, but we don't. But the law is coming. You actually,
I want to say this. I hear y'all 100%.
No, you're making
wrong.
Her point.
You're missing the point if I'm making a point. Well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Actors play other people. That's why it doesn't happen.
Right.
Rappers play themselves. That's the difference. So when you
allegedly.
Start saying no one
allegedly.
Loves
them. Allegedly.
Exactly. Allegedly. Let's stay there. So if it is allegedly and you want to keep talking about alleged stuff that you really didn't do, but you want to do it, then say... The thoughts and views expressed in front of this album is not really my fault. This is just me telling things that I've seen and then taking stuff out of it. Then it's over.
I agree.
Then it's over.
Well, yeah, because consumers as well don't like when rappers do talk about their shit.
And then guess what?
They
guess
killed
what?
Chance
and by,
the Rapper.
And
they
and
killed
by the way,
Big Sean.
And by the way, and
when
by
niggas
the way,
got happy and married and started rapping about it, they was like, man, throw that trash
can
away.
Can I say something though? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I was starting this argument.
Yeah.
Do y'all think there's too many rappers?
I don't think there's too many rappers.
No, hear me out though. The reason why I said that is because now... Niggas is gonna think about what they saying, which means it's gonna be 100, might be 20,000 songs uploaded a day rather than 150. Because now the other 130 can't lie on record no more because they're gonna get checked. You see what I'm trying to say? It eliminates the problem. If it's all entertainment, say that from the beginning. Because that's what entertainment has to do.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I hear you, but this is the only industry that we don't do that with. Like we're everybody,
it's the only
but
industry
hold on,
that we
hold on.
Have to.
Like everybody's playing a character. You yeah. you said you refer to artists as characters in the role that they have to play all the time. So we yep. know that it's a persona that they're putting on. Meg Thee Stallion don't wake up and act every, you know, and, you know, that's not, her, you know, that's a character. That's a caricature of who she is.
Tina Snow
the
is
way,
a caricature.
It, yeah. Tina Snow is a caricature. Wham! For Lil Baby, that's a character. Like, all of these people are playing their role in what they
yeah,
do.
I'm not saying
as a rapper. I know Lil Baby about what he say he do. That's fine. What I'm saying is that this is the only industry that we're, like with actors, we notice an actor, oh, we not assuming Denzel is going to, you know,
is killing
shoot, yeah, killing is a crooked cop in the real life.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
He's a crooked cop in real life. We don't, because we automatically assume that we know because he's an actor.
So is it safe to say that a lot of, is it, okay. I got your
I
question.
Don't,
I got to ask y'all a question.
Wait. I don't think you can compare.
Right now.
I don't think you can compare rap music to actors. Like,
but what I'm saying is, all of it's
two different things.
All of it is about to be under attack. Is what you're, what I'm telling you is that. All of this is about to be on attack. So we're talking about rap music now, but if we let them take rap music, it's going to matriculate into other industries, and
them.
It already is.
See, here's the thing. See, now, this one, now, this is when I can get okay. into it. Now, this is when I can talk, guys, okay. because I make records for a living. Let's be clear. When you get in that booth, you have a choice on what you say, on what you want to put out in the world. They're picking the low vibrational shit because it's selling the most. I'm not saying it's that. But what I'm saying to you is that it should be illegal to get on record and incite things that you don't actually participate in.
You think it should be illegal?
It's called false advertisement in business world. When you tell us one thing and it's another thing, if you, I'm saying to you, if rap is going to be WWE, which I think it should, then we need to make it known that this is all characters playing, and that's what became.
I agree.
But this is not that.
And by the way, we know for a fact.
This is not all characters playing.
And by the way, Stans, the last thing I'm gonna say to y'all too, we're looking for the next Kendrick. The next Lauren, next Cole. We looking for it. You know why we can't find it? Because there's too much food in the marketplace. And the food ain't even being tested to see if it's good for the people. And I'm saying to you, if it's bad for the people, then let's just tell the people it ain't
but
real
the people
food.
Are so the people, ones that's choosing the food.
No, I know, but the people.
It ain't being forced on us. They choosing it.
They're choosing
it. They want to listen to.
Tell you why they choosing it, though? They choosing it because they think they're aligning themselves with who you are. And they if the streets knew that you really went to Harvard,
but that's
and you
wait,
really
wait,
like
wait,
it's
wait,
like
wait,
Michael
wait.
Irvin's son. Michael Irvin's son was rapping, and once but, and he was kind of getting a little motion. Yeah. And once his dad said that's not the life he grew up in on, we don't want to hear what you got to say no more.
But Ray, let
we
me
don't
tell
wanna
you
hear
something.
Your lies,
Ray,
brother. You rich.
Ray, majority of these rappers, that's their life.
Real, you talking about street shit.
the majority of these street niggas that's rapping this shit and doing this shit, that's their life for real.
I know it is, but my point is.
So you can't tell them to put a disclosure in there saying, hey, this is not my life.
No.
That's their life.
No, what I'm saying, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great point. But what I'm saying to you is this. If it's not their life, it is at the beginning. My problem, my only issue is this. I started off saying, if you make street shit, but your kids go to private school, you should be in trouble. Because if you're telling my kids to make crack and sell crack and use drugs, but you're taking your kids to a private institution, then you are part of the problem killing your community. I don't give a fuck if you made $1 billion. Mm-hmm. If you're hurting people in your community knowingly. Now, when these young niggas make these records out here right now, chaotic, and they make these records and they don't know no better, they doing what they know. Mm-hmm. But once you get access to money and information, you have an option now to know. Yeah, you either switch it up and change it up a little bit. You can change the subject matter.
They can't.
I know they can't, and that is why.
If they change their subject, matter, they lose the fan.
Go ahead.
Perfect segue to go into our next.
Oh my God, this is a good one.
Kai Cenat had Kodak Black on his stream, and the internet had a lot to say about Kodak Black tweaking. Throwing up a perk and catching it in his mouth like it's candy, popping perks and things like that. So the question is, which has done more damage? Because Bray, you brought it to us that you grew up with the drug dealer era, and now we're kind of in the drug user era. Which has done more damage to our community, the drug user or the drug dealer?
We still in the era of both.
I got it. I know the answer. Honestly, it's the drug dealer. I mean, the drug user. Mm. Can I tell you why it's a drug user? Because nobody has ever, has anybody ever met someone that said, hey man, my name is Ray, I'm a crackhead. Crackhead's ashamed. He's a crackhead.
Shit,
no
me.
One, no. No
crackheads,
one, hear me out.
No crackheads, no. Brown no, crackheads,
no,
boy.
But what I'm trying to,
that's my specialty.
Okay, so.
I know.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is this, hear me out. You're right about that. So that's the case then. But hear what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the worst thing that drug dealers did was make other drug dealers sell drugs to niggas that wanted it. Meaning they made drug dealing cool. If a nigga wanted it, I'ma serve him. These guys are more dangerous because they're rapping about using it. And now because you're rapping about using it, now you're gonna make the people wanna use it. That's why I was going with my crackhead statement. No one feels sorry for crackheads, because they're crackheads. Right? But we do, I've never heard somebody say, man, we need to free all the crackheads in jail for using crack. But we say free the crack dealers, right? Because they were just doing what they had to do to get their family by, right or wrong. Well, I don't agree with either one. But what I'm saying, drug user though, you're literally telling people to pop drugs, use drugs that's hurting them. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference. That's why I say, I think the drug dealer era, drug user era is worse.
So I would say, first of all, the drug users wouldn't even be able to speak on drugs if it wasn't for the drug dealer. So,
so fucking crazy.
I feel like, first of all, you got to blame it on the people who gave us the drugs.
Okay.
We didn't have drugs. We didn't have access to the drugs. Where are we going to get the drugs from? Whoever going to get the drugs out the pharmacies and whoever's selling it to us for us to buy it, blame them. Because the drug dealers have more power and influence over the crackheads, really.
Really?
To me.
Let me tell you, a crackhead will get to the fucking moon and get some crack.
I understand
crackhead
that.
There'll be a stowaway with no gravity. With no gravity mask on, in there holding their breath to get to the moon because there's crack there. A crackhead can't be stopped.
Yeah,
you know
but,
that.
But you saying who put more damage?
That's my point though.
Let me tell you why. I feel like the drug dealers cause more damage, not even as far as from a user standpoint, just from violence, because the drug dealer is giving these users
the
shit. For them to get those drugs, they gonna do anything by any means necessary to get them drugs because the drug dealer is you put that dope out there. You the reason that these people is running around this neighborhood tripped out like this. If it wasn't no drugs, if the drug dealers stopped selling drugs right now, then a lot of people would go into fucking, they would have to go into rehabs and all type of shit because
How they gonna get
can
the
I
drugs?
Say, can I say something? In the same case you just said, bro, that's like blaming the moon. If the moon got cracked,
so you think that crackhead? You think that drug dealers? Damage.
Can I say something?
Wait.
I'm gonna give you another example.
If we talking about the community, what is we talking about? Damaging what?
The black community.
The community.
So you think that the drug users damage the community more than the drug dealers?
That's like a crackhead being famous. If a crackhead was famous for rapping,
I use crack.
Niggas might start using crack.
I'm
an ex-drug dealer. I know how much when I was selling drugs and me and my homeboys in the trap, I know how much fucked up shit we come. Nigga, we selling dope to our aunties and cousins. My homeboy, one of my homeboys used to sell dope to his mama and daddy with no remorse.
And guess what he knew?
With no remorse.
And guess what he knew?
So if you don't tell me that he's more fucked up than...
If it was on the moon, they'll get there.
Guess what?
That's what
allegedly. But guess what? For you to be able to sell these drugs to your aunties, mothers, and people like this with no remorse, right? To me, you're worse than the person that's using it because you got no remorse.
I think that's diving into a moral compass. I think the reality is...
Morals add up into...
The reality is if you don't sell it, which is what we're seeing now, right? Yeah. Marijuana is legalized. The government is going to take the money and make the money.
We're going to use that weed, though.
Well, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying.
Weed ain't drugs.
See? Okay. So goalposts being moved. The goalposts being moved. But that's what I'm saying. And then we have the whole opioid... endemic that happened.
Nobody blames the opioid dealers.
And the pharmaceuticals were literally the drug dealers that we don't even assume to be drug dealers.
That's so crazy,
and so
right.
I hate that we just even look at drug dealers as just thugs on the street when really there's pharmaceutical companies that are pushing the same shit that are ruining our same community. What? To me also, the drug user, if we really want to dig into the community, impacted the single family unit that we are now trying to grow up out of. It's the reason why parents were selling their children and prostituting them out to make the money to buy the drugs. Like, there were decisions being made by the user, and what we're seeing now with all the rappers, they're dying because of the use.
The drug dealer is giving them this.
But what I'm saying
the drug dealer is selling the shit to them that they
died
on.
The user is going to use A user
will get to the moon.
You said if the drug dealer did not exist, that all of these drug users would just end up in rehab.
I didn't mean it like that. They would have to figure out something else.
That's the point that Ray and I are saying. As a user who has that addiction, they are going to get it from whoever gets
it
to them.
Or they're going to stop.
Thank you. That's what I mean.
No.
They're going to go to rehab and stop.
What I'm saying, I wasn't back at your point. I was back at her. I was saying, which means it's still their choice.
It's still their choice.
That's what I was saying.
You know.
And you don't think it's a drug dealer's choice to sell drugs?
Sometimes it's not.
I think.
Sometimes it's your only way of getting out.
Oh, my God.
I'm just being honest.
1 minute.
I don't think Jeezy and them was rapping about dope and T.I. was rapping about selling dope to go buy more dope. They was rapping about selling dope to get their family to a means to an end.
Yep.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, these other niggas is rapping about using drugs and they still using it. Why are they rapping about it? When we seen Kodak.
Barely can understand.
And by the way, what I was going to say.
Brandon's journal.
Shut the fuck up. I wrote it down. I can't find it
you
now.
You wrote it at the top.
I can't find it now. But
I saw you at the top.
I did.
You look so studious.
Here it go.
At the top.
I wrote it. What I'm saying is that the problem with our culture is that everybody saw Kodak and was like saddened by it. Mm. But we're not saddened by it when he raps about it. We sing along. But we rapping about it because we think it's entertainment, not knowing that this nigga really uses it.
Not only that.
That's all I want to say.
We only going to care about the use when he's gone.
When he's dead. Mm-hmm.
When he's gone.
Yep, true.
Because all of these rappers we know are using it.
And by the way.
Are slurring, are impacting their families, their children, how they show up in business and all the other things. And we only act like we really give a damn when they gone.
And that's why I respect Tip. You know I respect Tip? Because Tip has been a superstar for 20 years.
Yeah,
nigga, we saw King in a public school bathroom fighting. Tip a real nigga. He raising his kids in real nigga conditions, so he can still talk real nigga shit. But if his son King walked to school in a motherfucking tie and all that other shit, then that's when it's sucker shit. But his son is in school just like he was in school. That's real nigga shit.
His son was in a public school?
Yeah, you didn't see that shit?
I don't understand. I didn't understand that right there. Well, I didn't understand that.
Hold on, let me explain that. What I'm saying.
Because if he's in a public school, it's back to what you said earlier. Just,
okay.
King shouldn't be in no public school portraying to be something that he's not. You're in a public school, my brother. Be in a public school.
But can I tell you something?
Why are you in a public school?
But can I tell you something, though?
Can I, tell you,
can I tell you something though?
Go ahead. I'm
King
sorry.
Has shown us that
he's standing on business.
He's standing on business. So what I'm saying is, why are you saying he showed you I'm a real nigga?
That's funny.
And what I'm telling you, and the reason
but
I was
that
saying,
contradicts what we said earlier.
I was just saying the reason why I gave Tip props was because Tip was in a position. Well, he could have sent his kids to boarding schools, anything that rich people do, but he let his kid go through the same fucking gauntlet that he came from. And to me, that's real OG man shit.
I disagree.
No, I'm saying, if I know your personality, if I know that that's what, because you know, it's like having a kid that you know really is attracted to the streets, you can't protect him from it. Or you're going to end up like Breland on Braden on motherfucking Ghost Power. You got to fucking send him to it. Yikes. So I think he sent him to it and saw, oh, this little nigga really about that life. Then he tried to pull him back, and he was like, "Nah, nigga, I'm really like you. I just think that's the problem.
I don't think that wasn't.
We drug user, he's drug dealer. What are you on?
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna bring it back.
She said, like, "What you on? You on drugs or you selling them?"
Y'all know I love a good fence. I'ma straddle it because I think both of them are equally an issue. I'm going to straddle the fence because
who you going to get 51% to, though?
Yeah, I need a 51%.
Come on, nigga, don't try to give me a 51%.
I will get there.
Okay? Yeah, I want to know where your 51 go at.
First of all, my 51, I think will go to the drug dealer. Okay. And this is why I'm going to say that, because they are supplying the
even
product.
There's not
a drug problem without someone sourced supplying it, whether it's a pharmaceutical company, whether it's, you know, somebody off the street, somebody has to supply the drugs to the people. However, in this environment, it is being glorified by young rappers, if we're talking about our community. Kodak threw that up like it was a piece of popcorn. Like, it's fun to take perks, to pop perks, to be zooted like that.
Did it shock you?
And it's
his blood seeing that.
I wasn't shocked by it, but what I'm saying is that they are making it cool. Like, have you seen, it's so many, like, on the 20V1s, it was one, I forgot what the rapper's name was, but he was halfway there. And he was just sitting there, and he was like, what's your name? And, you know, and it was like, I'm fucked up, then a motherfucker. And he was talking, and we put this in front of our kid, in the kids, because they're on YouTube, and they're seeing this, and now all of a sudden, it's cool to be zooted. It's cool to be zooted out your mind. It's okay to have slurred speech. It's okay to be so fucked up that, you know, you can't see straight. And, like, you know, it's glorified at this moment. So I do think the users are part of the problem. However, we don't have a problem if no one's providing us with the product.
Wait, hold on.
We were talking about drugs. So I just want to ask you, only because you brought up the side effects of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're leaning into drugs. However, I want to go back to the user, because what we've seen in our youth is when they don't have access to drugs, they're snorting whiteout. They're eating Tide Pods. They're doing bath salts. We have people that just want,
so
literally,
that's real.
They are literally willing to go to that's not even the use of drugs in order to feel this euphoric high.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So even if drugs are not being dealt by the drug dealers, it's the high that these people are chasing. It's the euphoria that even the artists are putting out that you feel, mm-hmm. that the youth and everyone else that, okay, well, if I can't get this drug, how else can I feel this
feel
way?
That way, yeah.
Which still makes them use things outside
of
drugs.
And I'm going to say this. Mandy is so right. That was so amazing. I'm going to end it with drug users rap celebrates the user.
Mm-hmm.
Drug dealing rap celebrates the nigga
getting money.
Big difference. I'd rather you go out and get some money than be selling. And by the way, I don't want to say by any means necessary, but sometimes it's that when you have no option. Jay-Z even said it. Sometimes you do ugly shit to get to the good side, but I'd rather that than the nigga that's saying, pop the perk. And now kids think, I want to pop a perk.
Yep.
And now, because I will tell y'all the truth. When I was 13, fucking that Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style album came out, and all my friends started smoking because of that album. It wasn't because we was curious about it. Well, they were celebrating the chronic and weed. And I remember chronic. Thinking, why are y'all smoking? Because they grown men and they smoke because of that. So I will say that the drug user, we've proven that they both make people want to go do one or the other. Mm-hmm. It's just one hurts you. And the other hurts the motherfucker that wanted to be hurt anyway.
Yep.
Let's go. I'm on the next subject.
I think that was a great way to end the show.
That
Mandy.
Was a fun.
Thank
was
you so much fun. For being
that
here.
That was good.
Hold on, can I say something though? For the sake of the black community, which you love, right?
I love the black
you
community.
You love, right? You love, right? I do too. Let's show them the right way. I think Chaotic and Mandy should hug to show that we can have a discord against like each other.
One on one.
Everybody clap. Oh.
Look how perfect your teeth are.
You felt good.
Because we bought them.
You felt good in my arm.
That means I get money.
Okay.
You know. Feel really good in
right.
my arm.
All right, Stanza, close it out.
Okay, close it out.
Mandy and Chaotic, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was a blast. I had fun. I hope y'all had fun as well. And to our viewers and listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Shout out to Lucky Energy, our sponsor. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Let's go.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.